And a very good morning to all of you guys out on the West Coast and us over here on the East Coast. Good morning. I guess I should say it's good afternoon to us now, depending, of course, when you've been waking up. I know I've been up for quite some time, so for me, it might as well be night. But anyway, so welcome back to another show. And you know what? I have to say that for this particular episode, it was actually hard to pare down everything we can talk about. I mean, it's been a fantastic month of stuff launching, right? There was Windows 8 just launched a couple of weeks ago, Windows Phone right after that, then Build right after that. It's just like one thing after another, new SDKs, new updates, new services. So what I've tried to do for What's Up Developer for this month is really kind of pare it down to the things that you need to know, and then the guys, when we talk about it a little bit later, when we do our build debrief, they'll kind of go through some more of what you need to know, and then hopefully between the two, we'll cover everything. But there's a lot, and it's actually just fantastic and lots of fun. And I mean, what better time to be a developer? But I'm going to stop with that. And by the way, obviously, to celebrate the launch, if you will, of Windows 8 and stuff like that, I figured I should celebrate by wearing, look at this, huh? Me to the new Windows, and then in the back I have Windows 8, but it's too complicated to turn around and to show you that. So, with that, let's switch right over into the news. Okay, so up this month, of course, the usual that we do, the Tech Post Roundup for last month is up and about. You can see all of the great content, again, covering everything Windows 8, Windows Phone, Windows Azure, SharePoint, SQL, tons and tons of different things to go on there and check it out. So devs3.ms/techpostroundup, fifth edition already. And like I always say every month, if you have something interesting that you want to add on there, just let me know. The more I can kind of show off some of the good content the Canadians are writing and stuff like that, the better it is for all of us. So just let me know. You can either tweet me or send me an email or send me a message on LinkedIn, and we'll get those on there. Now, of course, the next bit of news. Now, this one has been around on the Canadian Developer Connection for some time now, but it's never really been updated or anything like that. But now everything is brand spanking new. You can actually get all of the information that you need for Canadian developer events, devs3.ms/CDN dev events. And what you can actually do, it's actually really cool. When you go in there, you can either see all of the events that are sort of planned up and around the entire country, really. But you can actually also click on any one of those. It's going to take you to a service called PlanCast, which is a lot of fun to play with, actually, because what you can do is you can actually subscribe to these events by email or RSS or calendar. And then it's actually like, let's say, for example, you go into the calendar one. It actually literally goes into your Outlook. So you can see it on your calendar. For those of us who are using Windows Phone, it shows up on your Windows Phone calendar. Different things. So that way, every time an event is up or is announced or is updated, you'll know right away in whichever way you like to consume the information. So it actually makes it kind of really easy for you to keep up with what's going on. So that's devs3.ms/CDN dev events. Okay, now here's a big one. Now, this one no one's seen yet. And in fact, I kind of hinted to it on a post that I did on October 26th, but I'm actually proud to announce that the Canadian Developer Connection Windows Phone, or sorry, Windows Store application is actually out in the Windows Store, and you can get it today. Let me show you what it looks like. Here it is in my little interactive demo here. Now, of course, I'd love to have shown you this on my Surface, but well, I don't have one yet. But anyway, it doesn't matter. And then, it's best to just kind of go through it. So I'll give you a little bit of a tour. On this first page here, you actually get to see all of the recent posts that have been posted onto the Canadian Developer Connection. You get them in nice live tiles, and you can actually get a glimpse of what's going on right off the bat. You'll also be able to see all of the new video on demand that is coming out. You'll see some of the series there, like Devs Cube, for example, or some of the additional camps that are going on, or specials, whatever. All of our video on demand Series are now going to be available through the app. And the nice thing about doing it like this is that you can actually download the videos for offline viewing. So that way you don't have to worry about going into Channel 9, you don't have to go into the blog or anything like that. You can actually go into the video that you want to see, hit download, and then there you go, right? So everything for your offline consumption as you please. Now moving on, you'll also be able to get all the information about all the upcoming events. So similar to what I was saying before with that the page on the blog or the PlanCast service, here is actually you get it straight into your application. And the nice thing is, as soon as there's a new one that comes up, you get a nice little notification that says there's a new event, and you can find out all the information about the event right from the app. Now, if you want to get in touch with us, the team here at Microsoft Canada, or you want to get a little bit more information on us, see what we're up to, hit any one of us under the team there, and you can connect with us directly that way. Moving on, this actually just shows you what a post looks like in the application. Notice this one, it was actually from the Windows 8 launch in New York City, which was a crazy party. I don't know if you've seen, if you had a chance to kind of watch some of the videos that came from it, or you were maybe watching it live on the webcast, but that was quite the party. It literally took over all of Times Square. If you haven't seen those pictures yet, check out this post either in the app or on the blog, and kind of see the fun that was going on there. Okay, this gives you an idea of what a series looks like. You get information on the series, and then you can pick the specific episodes that you actually want to see. And like I said, you can actually go in and download them. Your events calendar shows up that way. So where do you get this? devs3.ms/cdndevsw8, or of course you can just go into the Windows Store and search Canadian Developer, and it will show up there. Now, of course, we didn't want to forget about Windows Phone. Now, I don't know if you know this, but there was actually a Canadian Developer Connection Windows Phone app before, but now it has been upgraded with all this new functionality, and you can actually get that at devs3.ms/cdndevswp, or, of course, on your phone in the Windows Phone Store. You can download it directly from there. I'd love for you guys to actually go ahead, download the app, send me your comments or start a new discussion on LinkedIn. That would be even better. Tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, and tell us what we can add in. It's really meant for just keeping us in touch with you and you in touch with us. So if we can add more features that you like into there, by all means. I do want to say a quick shout out to Sebastian Lachance, also known as Archie Coder on Twitter. Big thanks for actually making these applications happen. It's actually Sebastian as, just kind of giving back to the community and stuff like that, went ahead and did these apps in his spare time. So lots of thanks for that. Really, really appreciate it. And you guys just go ahead and download it. It's really fun to play with, especially on a touch surface, which, of course, pardon the pun, but somewhat intentional. Okay, so that's the announcement for that. Let's quickly go into the next big thing actually on the agenda, which I wanted to make sure that you knew about, which is the developer movement. It is back. Now, this was a really popular, I guess you can say contest, or really fun thing to be a part of. We did it earlier this year. Now it's back, bigger and better, bigger prizes for basically just creating Windows Phone applications, creating Windows Store applications, and big bonus points if you actually add Windows Azure as a backend to any one of those applications. So check it out, developermovement.ca, absolutely free to sign up. And then all you have to do is just build apps. And basically the way that it goes is like this, right? You have just a couple of to-dos. You're going to sign up for the developer movement at developermovement.ca. If you don't already have your Windows Store account, you'll sign up for that. Then you're going to sign up for your Windows Phone Store account if you're going to do apps for the phone. Now, interestingly enough, if you do apps for both, then that's even more points. So definitely consider that. Of course, you're going to need your Windows Azure subscription for attaching Windows Azure in the backend. Publish the apps, the services, submit them to the developer movement, and then Your apps will do well in the store, of course, but then you'll also get the rewards that you select from the various different points that you get. Check it out. It's a lot of fun and, well, bonus, really, because you're gonna do those apps anyway, right? This way, it just gives you the ability to get a whole bunch of free goodies just for fun. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about Windows 8. Obviously, big thing these days. Now, in celebration, if you will, of Windows 8 and the launch, you get to have a little bit of coffee as usual, right? So here's what you're going to do. You're going to register for your Windows Store developer account. I have the URL on the screen there for you. When you get that confirmation email back that says, hey, you're all ready to go and and your account is set up, you're going to forward that to win8cdn@microsoft.com, and then I get to send you some Timmy's for that. Now, of course, if you have MSDN, if you have BizSpark, if you have DreamSpark, you can actually get your first year of the Windows Store developer account for free, right? So sign up for free and you get rewards, in this case, Timmy's. Perfect. Anyway, so check out devs3.ms/celebratewin8 for more information on that, and get those registrations going. Right now, of course, if you don't know how to get started with building apps for Windows 8, made it super easy, where I'm hoping super easy. Five steps for you to look at, do some hands-on labs, then you're going to build your apps, and I have some tips and tricks for you there in terms of how to think about the design of your application. Right, give your app some oomph, and when I say oomph, that really talks about putting in Windows Azure in the background. And before you get a little bit scared, it's easy. You're going to use something called Windows Azure Mobile Services. And actually, I have a session on there by James Chambers, who's actually going to show you exactly how to give your app that oomph simply by implementing those in your application. Once you're done that, app labs are actually starting to pop up throughout the country. And what these app labs are is basically your ability to bring in your application. We're going to have a whole bunch of devices there and try them out. Right, try out your application on the actual device so that you can see it, you can touch it, you can really experience it as if a user would. And then you'll, of course, have some of us there and some technical experts to give you advice on what you could change, how to make it better, so on and so forth. So, really a great opportunity to take advantage of. If you're looking to do that or you're wanting to do that, go ahead and sign up for it so that we can make sure that you are registered to attend. And then that way we also know that you're coming. And then last but not least, after you've built the app, you've tested the app, you've sent it to a whole bunch of users, they've given you all the feedback back, you're going to prepare the application for certification. I have a blog post on there for you in terms of what some of the things to look at, some of the gotchas that we've seen a whole bunch of developers kind of get stuck on. Hopefully, the idea is to make certification as quickly and painless as possible. So check all those out, five steps. And just before we got onto the show here, our guest James Chambers and Colin Melia, who again you're going to see shortly, they were just kind of chatting away, and James said something funny, and I'm sure he'll say it again, but basically he's like, as a developer, because things are so easy now, there's no excuses anymore as to why you can't build apps. And I kind of thought there, and I said, well, yeah, but then people are going to pull the time card. It'd be interesting for you guys to post in the chat in terms of to get his idea about exactly how long it takes to build apps. And you know what? The truth is, you'll find, and hopefully a whole bunch of you guys that are watching are already started down that path. And hopefully you'll see that potentially it's not as difficult as you might think it is. So, best thing I could tell you is just give it a try. Moving over to Windows Phone. Windows Phone, the developer platform, is now finally released. So we have an SDK. You can download it and start building those apps. Check out devs3.ms/gowp8 for all the information on everything that's new with Windows Phone 8 and how you can get started there. Now, of course, on the Azure side, again, huge changes that they announced at Build just to keep the momentum going. Quick summary for you. Here it is. New SDK, of course, take advantage of a whole bunch of new features that they added into the platform. You have new PowerShell scripts, commandlets that you can download. The big one, though, and just because I've had a lot of you ask me, .NET 4.5 is now available in Azure Cloud Services and in Azure websites. for the longest time, right? As they were doing the testing, you guys were already starting to build your apps in 4.5, and you couldn't deploy them to Windows Azure. No longer a problem. All done for you, ready to go. And then on the mobile services end, again, that's that new service that allows you to easily integrate Windows Azure into your applications. Windows Phone 8 is now supported, and as well as Node.js. Brand new. Again, point is, let's make things simple. Okay, on to the Visual Studio side. Now, this one's actually kind of cool because Team Foundation Service, which is effectively Team Foundation Server in the cloud, is now available for production use, which is cool in and of itself. But what they've also done is said, hey, for projects that are 5 developers or less, you can actually use it for free. And I saw that. I'm like, wow, what better way to actually give this stuff a try? Or even if you're just working on a small application yourself, put it up in TFS. Check out the integration between TFS and Visual Studio 2012 or Team Foundation Service in Windows Azure. Like, ridiculously easy. And then, of course, for those of you that have MSDN benefits, you're going to get some additional benefits on top of the 5 free developers. You're still working on that part, so stay tuned. But just give this stuff a try. You get to see how modern apps are built through the various different tooling that's available. Last but not least, I just want to give you an update on what's new and available on demand for your viewing and learning pleasure. And that is, of course, the Windows Azure Virtual Workshops that we just finished up. There's 3 of them on there for you to watch. Cloud Variations just kind of goes through the different options that you have available and what to use in Windows Azure. Building Connected Apps was the one I was talking about earlier with James Chambers, who was talking about how to actually integrate Windows Azure into your Windows Store applications. And then Paul was actually on that as well to talk about a whole bunch of design stuff and how you can utilize the cloud to bring in your Windows Store and your Windows Phone applications together. Last but not least, the migrating apps to Windows Azure. That's if you're looking at having your existing applications and you kind of want to find out what options are available for you to move that into Windows Azure. Check them out. They're all on demand for you. You can watch them online. You can download them, up to you. devs3.ms/Azure Virtual Workshops. And then last but not least, this one was actually kind of really fun. It was an event that was here in Toronto on October the 13th. We were simulcasting it out to you guys. So for you guys who joined in, thanks for joining in. It was actually a lot of fun. And what it was fun about it was that you actually got to see the behind the scenes of how they record a .NET Rocks show. So you get to see that. There's a couple of sessions on there, how startups are using Windows Azure with one of the MVPs from the States, Michelle Leroux Bustamante. There's an introduction to Visual Studio 4.5 with Andre Marukovic. And then there's a session by yours truly about how to connect you and your career to all the various different resources that we have available. Highly, highly recommend you check it out. It was a lot of fun. There's 2 sessions that are missing from there. That's one that Carl did and one that Richard did. Those are going to get posted as soon as the .NET Rocks road trip is over. I will let you know when that is. We're about 2 or 3 weeks away. So stay tuned to that. That's it. That's the news for this month.